It's only a couple of weeks since I spoke to you after winning the Australian title. Is it unusual to have such a quick turnaround in boxing?
I'd actually signed this contract before I took the other one on, so the other one was a bit of a blessing before this one.
You won the Australian title back in October when you defeated Ethan Law, but tonight's opponent, Tyson Best, is apparently a lot more experienced boxer than Ethan is.
This guy's going to be more experienced, obviously. He's a little bit more older and seasoned, so he's not going to have, I'm hoping he's not going to have that explosive speed of the young'un that I fought 6 weeks ago, but he's still got the experience, and that'll be pretty challenging, I think, and I'm guessing it's going to go the distance.
Like you say, he's a lot more experienced, so you've got to tactically prepare yourself for this fight very differently to the last one.
The preparation's been very similar. We've just tweaked a couple of things to avoid. Obviously, this guy's not as tall. His boxing style's a little bit different, but I think it'll suit us to a T anyway. And like last time, I can usually figure my opponent out within the first couple of rounds. And if I get through the first couple of rounds, usually the fight becomes a breeze for me. It's just usually they try and get me before I figure them out.
And, as I said, it's been a quick turnaround. So what have you actually been doing to prepare for this fight?
It hasn't been too bad at all. My diet hasn't been too bad. Still had to cut my last couple of kilos off yesterday before the weigh-in. Yeah, I guess I got the start straight away from fit. As soon as I got out of the ring for my last fight, I pulled up with no injuries. So I got up the following Monday, went on and kept training like normal. And, I guess it's been really good considering I got the start from fit, and my diet hasn't been anywhere near as strict, which means I can only keep training harder.
You put your Australian Super Welterweight title on the line tonight, it's only been a few weeks since you've won it. Are you nervous about it at all, or are you confident that you can actually win this one and go back-to-back and show everyone that the first one wasn't a fluke?
I'm really confident in this one. I'm confident in most of my fights. I've got the sort of attitude I'd take on anyone in Australia, and I guess the truth is I would take on anyone in Australia, no matter who it is. If it's in my weight division, I train hard, and I guess that's the reason I turn professional, believing that I've got what it takes to become the best and beat the best and compete with the best. So I've been fighting for a long time, but I've been professional since 2016, and every opportunity that I've got given to me, I take with both hands, whether it's at home or whether it's away. And, I never turn down a fight. I've never avoided and dodged anyone. So I guess that, when I get these opportunities given to me, I take them with full confidence, definitely.
You're a super welterweight at the moment, and as you mentioned, you had to, sweat off a few kilos yesterday to get to the weight. How difficult is that, and is the temptation there to maybe go up a weight division sometime in the future?
It was a year ago I had a bad fight. I think it was the 3rd of December last year, I had a really bad fight. It was a hard weight cut. It was in the Gold Coast. It was ridiculously hot, and we've just sort of adjusted from there. So in that year, we've gone up one weight division, which I'm happy with. And I think the 3 kilo cut yesterday was, not too bad at all, because I've come up here a week early to acclimatise, I get to get used to the heat a lot better rather than flying out the day before. I also get to cut the weight on the same day as I weigh in, where it's not so bad. So when I was to weigh in yesterday, I got to get straight out of the weight cut, straight on the scales, and then rehydrate again. So it's nowhere near as bad as it seems when you're doing it there and then that day.
You'll have to tell me how you do it, because I could do to lose 3 kilos in a day, but that's quite staggering, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, it's just liquids, mate. I've been drinking heaps and heaps and heaps of water throughout the week, and eating lightly, eating my 3 meals a day, and I cut water off on my Thursday night, and then on the Friday morning before I weigh in, usually I've got about 2 or 3 to go, and in our case yesterday we only had 3 kilos to slip off, and we did it no worries.
Yeah, amazing. Like I said, I wish I could lose 3 kilos in a day. Luke, good luck tonight, and I really appreciate you taking your time to have a chat to us this morning, but thank you, and good luck in the fight tonight.
Thank you very much, mate. Cheers.